From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. So Billy Strings is one of the best guitarists on the planet. Ask anyone who shared a stage with him. So why exactly did he sign up for guitar lessons? It's one of the questions I was eager to ask, sitting down once again with the phenom who's become arguably the biggest name in bluegrass. And though he's explored different genres on his last few records, his new album, Highway Prayers, is his most pure bluegrass record to date. Strings will talk about why that's the case and why he wanted to work with John Bryan, a producer best known for his time with Fiona Apple and Kanye West. Plus, Strings will get into the joys of fatherhood and a very unusual roadside stop. Our chat is coming up after this song from Highway Prayers. Here's Billy Strings, Gild the Lily.
It must be nice.
On World Cafe, it is Billy Strings with Gild the Lily. It's from his latest album and major label studio debut, Highway Prayers. Happy as always to have the Grammy Award-winning bluegrass artist on my show. It's Billy Strings, the guest today on World Cafe. I am Kaleo. Billy, so nice to speak again. How are you doing?
Hey, thank you for having me. Doing great, man. Just hanging around home and enjoying the holidays, you know?
Yeah, definitely. We're recording this at the end of 2024, man. A lot of milestones this year. What was the biggest one for you?
My son.
Yeah.
Absolutely life-changing in many different ways. You know, just in the day-to-day schedule. And when I'm home now, I'm not just laying around and picking on the guitar. I'm being put to work. So it's great, you know. Yeah. And also, it's just changed my whole perspective, I guess. Like every show that I've played since he's been born, every song that I've sang has just been so joyful. And, you know, I used to take it so seriously to where I get wrapped up in it. And like if I play a wrong note or if I have a rough gig or something, it can haunt me for days. But my priorities just shifted a bunch to where it's actually making me play more freely and sing from a place of joy. And, you know, I just have this little cosmic listener now who I can sing to no matter where I'm at. And it's amazing.
That's incredible. I'm so stoked for you. Do you feel any urge to like write about this or is that going to come at a later time, you think?
Yeah, there's definitely been some inspiration, already from Little River, but, I'm sure there's more to come too, you know, as he grows and as this love grows and as I grow as a parent and learn the ropes, you know, I'm 11 weeks old right now as a parent. So yeah, there's a lot of room to grow and a lot to learn. And, I'm looking forward to every step of it, man. It's just awesome.
Well, congratulations to you and the family. That is so awesome. If you're just joining us on World Cafe, we are talking with Billy Strings. His latest album is available now. It is called Highway Prayers. How much of the record was written from the road? Because I know, you know, obviously Highway Prayers, thinking about you've been on the road quite a bit over the last few years.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you know, for instance, the song Gone a Long Time. Me and Jared wrote that when we were on the bus heading to a gig. It's like, well, what do you want to play? It's like, well, let's just write one to play. So we sat there and wrote that song and we played it the next day at the gig in Atlanta. And Gild the Lily too was written on the bus. Me and Jared, you know, sitting there in the back lounge with two guitars and just writing, you know, whenever we get the chance.
Just playing those songs live so close to like having written it, say like the day before with Jared on the tour bus, right? By putting it out there into the world, you kind of get some immediate feedback on what you like about it and what you don't like, I imagine.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, a song like Gone a Long Time, for instance, we played it the day after we wrote it. And then we continued to add it to our set list, you know. So we played that song a fair amount before we got into the studio to record it. Other songs we had never played before, ever, before trying to record them. And then when you're playing it live, the energy from the crowd invites these new things that happen. And it's like, man, I wish we could go back and record this again because we play it so much better now, you know?
Oh, I can imagine. I always feel like that's probably the hardest part of the musician is when a song is finally done. And then you're like, it's done. I've committed it to tape. And then 2 weeks later, oh my God, I have another idea. What do I do?
Yeah, just, you know, it's like we just get more solid. Like, you know, it's kind of like when we're recording the songs, we're like walking like a baby deer, you know? And then after you go play them for a little bit, we're kind of running like a cat, you know?
We're here with Billy Strings. We're talking about the new album, which is available now. It's called Highway Prayers. You know, one of the things that I dug about the record is that, you know, we get to, you know, 20 songs gets to spend a lot of time with you, the person, you, the songwriter. And there's some really great storytelling on this record. In particular, you find yourself in a sticky situation on Catch and Release. I mean, who hasn't experienced something like that? Actually, I have no idea. Have you experienced something like that? Is that autobiographical?
Catch and Release, that's 100% true story. Exactly as it is in the song, down to the officer's name. His name was actually Looper. Me and Vince Herman, you know, he moved to Nashville a few years ago. And Vince Herman is my good buddy from Leftover Salmon.
Oh, yeah.
And so we went fishing one morning and we were going to Dale Hollow Lake and, you know, smoked a big joint. And I was real eager to get to the fishing hole before sunrise. You know, I want to get out there when it's just dawn. And so I might have been driving a little too fast and we got pulled over and this really awesome officer saw how anxious I was and was like, it's okay, man, just take a breath. Like, I don't think I'm gonna take you to jail, you know. And I just was honest with him, you know. I just gave him my herb and everything, and he let me go and we made it to the fishing hole.
When did you decide to make it a song?
Immediately.
Really? You're like, this is a song?
I mean, we were on the boat that day singing about it, trying to come up with a little riff about it. Yeah.
I'm sure that maybe I made the officer's day too.
I tell you what, his dad sent me a message and said, I heard the song you wrote about my son and him and I both love it. So I was like, well, that's good. At least he doesn't hate it. Now I got some Tennessee State Trooper out to get me.
No, man, everybody in that song, everybody wins. So how about it? Let's take a listen to it. It's Catch and Release from Billy Strings on World Cafe.
Had to squeeze the mustard, Uncle Vinny said, wow. Then I saw the lights flash, my heart sank down, and the man strolled up with a real nice lean, and I rolled down my window and he smelled my weed. He said, I'm Officer Looper, the Tennessee State Trooper, and I'll take your license and your registration and your grass. I guess it was only a matter of time. He said, where are you heading? I said, to catch some bass. He said, step on out onto my magnifying glass. He made me watch his fingers and touch my nose, and then he made me count to 30, but then he let me go. Made my day. I reckon it was a little catch and release.
From the new album, Highway Prayers, it's Billy Strings with Catch and Release. It's from his major label studio debut, one of two records to come out in 2024, alongside Billy Strings Live Volume 1. And Billy is my guest today on World Cafe. You worked with John Bryan. He serves as co-producer. Admittedly, one of the last people I expected you to potentially team up with, but it's a brilliant turn. Like, he is known for gorgeous textures and spaces, and he's worked with Fiona Apple and Kanye West and scored movies from Paul Thomas Anderson. Were you familiar with this stuff before meeting him for this record?
The Mac Miller stuff, for sure. And his name came up. I'm not sure who said it, but whenever I told the band that he was a possible candidate, they all lit up, you know. My bandmates were like, what, you know, just to be in the room when he's trying to pull these things out of the ether. He's a true artist and a huge inspiration.
That's really cool. It's cool to hear that sort of like that mutual admiration, because obviously he's a fan of yours. He said some really nice things in interviews about working with you. Did you change how you worked or pick up something new from trying this new dynamic out?
Yeah, well, I think I learned a lot in terms of fidelity. You know, I'm not the most experienced recording engineer or even recording artist, you know. There were times where I could tell how amateur I am, and it was humbling, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it was also, you know, it was also encouraging in a way that there were times where I was producing John, you know, like...
How so?
On Gild the Lily, for instance, you know, I was like, we should put drums on this. And he went and he was playing drums. And the thing about John Bryan, too, is whichever instrument he sits down at, it's like he sits down at the piano and it's like, oh, my God, that's the best piano I've ever heard. And then he sits behind the kit. And I'm like, dude, that is grooving. You know, it's not just that he can play all these instruments. I mean, he is proficient at all of them. And so, you know, it was like Gild the Lily. He was out in the booth on the drums. And I was in the control room going, nah, man, try this thing or make it swing a little bit more. Or actually, let's not use sticks. Try brushes. You know, and so it was like, you know, we were working together in that way to, you know, he was never a control, you know, he's not like a control freak at all. He just wants to help me find what I'm looking for. And he was able to do that.
Oh, that is so cool. That is so cool to hear about that dynamic too, that role reversal in the studio. We're talking with Billy Strings here on World Cafe. The new album is available now. It's called Highway Prayers. One of the coolest things I can learn about someone or hear from someone is that they're into continuing education. I know that sounds a little silly, but I love that, like, even the best can learn something new. And I saw that you took lessons with Sonora Guitar Intensive. I think it's actually for intermediate guitar players, which I kind of chuckled about. What spurred that on?
Just, you know, I've been on tour for the last 12, 13 years, you know, hearing myself play all the same stuff, you know, and I think I just got to a point, and I've always been kind of self-taught and I've always just learned by ear. I don't know any of these musical theory terms. I don't really even know what I'm doing most of the time. I can just hear it and I just play. And it just comes from being a little kid, you know, playing bluegrass, you know, from the time I was 4 years old and coming up and playing rhythm for a long time before even attempting to play the melody and just hearing the melody and getting that in my head. And so I'm able to kind of hear harmonies and I'm able to kind of tell where the chords are going and I'm able to kind of solo around changes just by feeling.
Feel. Yeah.
But I felt like I got myself almost as far as I could, or I kind of hit a plateau. Like I said, I love you licks. You got me here, but you need some new friends. And so, yeah, I just got sick of hearing myself play the same thing over and over. And also being in a recording situation or something with some, you know, I played on Bela Fleck's record. And so, you know, being in the room with him and Chris Thiele and Edgar Meyer and all these guys who are
legends,
you know, but they're saying, you know, oh, this is a 6/1 and this is just a harmonic minor and this is the diminished fourth and all this, you know, augmented. And I don't know what any of these words mean, you know? And so I felt like an infant sitting there in the middle of the room, just going, you know, but then you play the song for me and it's like, oh, I can groove on that. Yeah. You know, but still I felt like, man, you're a professional musician. You should know what a harmonic minor means. You should know what it means when they say that's the 2/5, you know? And like I said, I just felt like I needed to get into school. And so Sonora just came across my feed like at the time where I was feeling bad about my playing, and I saw it and I looked into their kind of program that they do, and I really liked the spaced repetition thing that they do. There's like a star system where you can rate yourself on these lessons, and you know, if you give yourself 5 stars, you're only going to see it maybe tomorrow or the next day, but if you give yourself 2 stars, they're going to show it to you again and again until you get it right. So it narrows down the things that you actually need to work on, you know. And the things that you know, like a major scale or something, I could play that backwards in my sleep or whatever. I don't need to work on that. But maybe this other scale, the Phrygian or something, I need to figure out more. So that would show up in my curriculum more often.
Wow. And like your instructor, Rob, like, was it cool to have someone one-on-one to work with as opposed to being, you know, in a class with 12 people kind of jockeying for attention? Like, you show up and he's like, what am I going to teach this guy? But clearly there's obviously a lot to be taught.
Oh, there's a lot. And we're still working together. I was actually working on stuff right before this call. I send videos to Rob every day and he sends them back, and we're just constantly working on stuff, you know, from a few different Bach pieces that I'm learning. And he's getting me more into like the jazz kind of bebop language, the 2-5-1s, you know, and in bluegrass, you know, you really stick to the melody and it's usually about 3 chords. And in jazz, it's all many different chords and you circle around the melody all over the place. So it's a different approach, and it's a brain bender for me, but it's been really good to get my fingers moving in different styles and stuff. And it's,
can you feel it? Like what you've learned sort of being absorbed into how you play?
Definitely. You know, and it's slow going. It's not like I learn a new lick and then the next night I can play it on stage.
Sure.
It's like 6 months later, all of a sudden that lick comes out naturally and I didn't even think about it. And I go, whoa, I just played that lick over this change or whatever. It's like, wow. But even more so in my writing, for instance, the tune Escanaba, Rob taught me this little arpeggio and it moves diatonically all over the neck. Hear that big music word there, diatonically?
Your vocabulary, man. It's getting bigger every day.
It's growing. But yeah, I was practicing those scales, and then all of a sudden I just wrote this song, you know, Escanaba. And I showed it to Rob. I was like, check this out, man. I made this song from the lick he taught me. And he was so, like, stoked on that, you know. So, but Rob's great, you know. He doesn't care that I'm a famous person. He doesn't care that, you know, I'm a Grammy winner or anything like that. He just wants to see if I've learned that thing that he sent me last week.
That's what matters. Totally. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Well, do you mind if we play a little bit of Escanaba then from the record?
I would love it. It's one of my favorites, and especially what Alex played on the fiddle. When he played that in the studio, like while we were recording the song, I was like, this is the one. I was like, this is the take. And it doesn't matter what else happened. This song now revolves around Alex's fiddle break.
Oh, that's awesome. Let's take a listen to it. It's Billy Strings with Escanaba here on World Cafe. Song is Escanaba. It is from Billy Strings here on World Cafe. His new album is available now. It's called Highway Prayers, and Billy is my guest on the cafe. I saw that it takes like a long time to get a set list finished when you are thinking about what you're going to play night in and night out, that you commit a lot of time to that. Is that true? And if that is, like, what's going through your brain when you're working on a set list?
I just write down all the songs that I think I might want to play. There's kind of like this game that I play where I go, I see what we've played the last couple nights and I just cross those songs off. It's like, nope, we can't play that. We played it 2 nights ago. So it's a puzzle every day. And then you know, there's like the geographic location or the venue. Are we playing somewhere? Is there a landmark I could sing about? Or is it raining outside? Or what happened lately in the world? Or, you know, like, I try to just truly write a set list for that day each day. Kind of drives me nuts, you know. Sometimes it takes hours to really settle on what I feel like playing. People are always like, man, you're making it too hard on yourself. Just go out there and jam. And I'm like, yeah, but
I don't know. You're a showman. It seems like cutting corners if you feel like you need to give it that kind of attention.
Yeah, but it's strange that it tortures me so much every day. You know, it seems like I would get just better at it to where I could just like whip a set list out. But no, every day, in fact, the more shows we play, the more of a puzzle it is, because let's say I put two songs right next to each other and it's like, we've played those two songs next to each other before, you know, or anything like that. You know,
and I'm guessing you're not the only one who would notice that, because you have some pretty loyal fans.
Very much so. And we're very lucky for those fans. And I just don't want to serve them the same thing for dinner every night. You know, if you eat pizza every single night, it's like, pizza again, you know, and so they come to like every show, you know, so I got to mix it up for them. So that's why it becomes a puzzle in my head. And, but it's worth it. It's worth it to put the work in to try to make a good experience each night for these fans.
Like, how have you managed that? Because I know there was a time where you could reply to everyone on social media. And now I imagine you probably don't have enough time to do that because you have so many people who want to talk. So, like, how has that been adapting to that?
It's a tough feeling because I don't just want to hand it over to somebody and say, hey, just post the ads and, you know, make it some like freaking Macy's or something, you know, because
sure,
that's the way that I've built this whole thing, is interacting with people and talking to people and just being a real human. And people are like, wow, I can't believe he responded to me. And it's like, well, why not? You asked me a question. And so, yeah, but now that there is so many more people, you know, there's just a lot of kind of riffraff that comes along with it. And there's a lot of, kind of just crap that I have to deal with. And it's not good for my mental health. It's, you know, I see it like smoking or something. Like if you're smoking cigs all day long, that's probably not good. Maybe if you have one every once in a while, you'll be okay. Same thing with social media. If you're on that thing all day long, it's not good, but I can pop on there and see what's going on and say a few things. And then I just take it off my phone. And it's not even a good thing for me to go on there and see how, oh man, I think you're the best, you know, or like all the positive reinforcement is almost just as bad as the negative stuff, because it just blurs your vision. And it just needs to be my vision, and I need to just do whatever I'm doing, not because somebody likes something or doesn't like something, you know?
This is World Cafe. We're here with Billy Strings. Wrapping things up. New album is available now. It's Highway Prayers. I want to end with the last song on the record, because, man, when I got to the last song on the record, I guess I was ready for a cry. And, you know, it's Billy Failing, Royal Massat, Jared Walker, alongside your voice for Richard Petty. Simply breathtaking. I would love to hear how this song came together, how it came to be.
I was riding on the bus on the way to a gig, and I just picked up my guitar and started writing it. I think the day before, I was on a phone call to my friend Chris Heilman from back home. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about, man, I ain't picked up my guitar in a while. And I said, man, you gotta pick it up, man. And he said, yeah, one of these days. And then when he said one of these days, I was just like, whoa, I just got to write a song, something about one of these days, you know?
Did you know what you wanted to do with the arrangement immediately?
Yeah. Yep. I knew it was going to be like a cappella 4-part harmony, kind of inspired by like Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver and those kind of bluegrass gospel things. You know, I love bluegrass gospel music.
And Riding with the King. Why? Any reason for Richard Petty to make an appearance?
You know, probably because it rhymes with ready. I honestly don't know. I mean, I wrote it down and I thought, well, this is kind of silly. Why all of a sudden you bring up this NASCAR driver. What's that about? And then I go, well, I'm just going to call the song Richard Petty.
Because you can. Why not? Yeah,
exactly. You know?
Yeah. Let's take a listen to it. It's Richard Petty from Billy Strings I'm World Cafe.
Now one of these days I'll wake up tired of the life I'm living and feel inspired to get off my ass and be on my way. One of these days I'll wake up steady and ready to go like Richard Petty. I'm gonna wake up and change my ways one of these days. One of these days I'm gonna find me a better way to live my life and carry on without the strife. I know it won't come easy, but believe me when I say I'm gonna wake up and change my ways one of these days.
The song that closes the new album from Billy Strings, it's Richard Petty. It's off of Highway Prayers, which is available now. Billy's also got his new live album available that came out in 2024, Billy Strings Live Volume 1. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate it so much.
You got it. Billy Strings, everyone. I'm Kaleo. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe.